All right. Officially kicking this off, I am so honored, first of all. I just want to say a big shout out of gratitude and love to each and every one of you for being here, for being a part of this work, for feeling the call and feeling that within you, that bubbling up, that burning desire to be a part of this, even though some of you were like, I don't really know what this is. I don't know what I'm getting myself signed up for, but I feel it's time and I need to just plug in. So hold on a second. I'm back. Hold on. I need to make sure I got plugged in so that we don't lose you guys. And then all this technology stuff. But one of the things that I know over and over I've heard is that it's the time. It's the time. We're all feeling this, that it is time. It's time for women to come together. It's time for women to support each other, to help each other, to see the greatness in each other, to support and collaborate instead of compete, to help each other to rise up to greatness. And that's what this is all about. It's about each of us being able to support each other as leaders, but also to be able to bring beautiful women into our circles in our local cities. And this is coming from this understanding that I came onto this online space and was able to connect and meet women from all over the world. And it was amazing to be able to have that kind of reach. But what I found is that when I hosted events in person, so my first big live event was Shine Live, and I hosted this big event. We had over 110 beautiful women come from all over the world. And I remember the huge transformation that happened because we were together in person, because we were able to hug each other and we were able to cry together and laugh together. And we felt that connection on a soul level, but also being in person, there's something so magical that happens when we are together in person. And that's where I started to go, well, I can't do events all over the world. I mean, I guess I probably could, but I do have a family and they do like to see me. So then it was like, well, how can I create this magic? That's what everyone kept saying, is there's this magic that happens when you bring people together. And how can I recreate that magic around the world? So not just the women that can come here to where I am in my little part of the world can feel that magic and can be a part of this work. And so that's where the Courage Collective idea was born, where I don't have to lead all of these events. I can find beautiful, heart-centered, powerhouse, change-making women to also carry this vision out into the world. And that's where you came from. So thank you for heeding the call. Thank you for listening and saying, yes, you are here today for a purpose. Not everyone that applied was a right fit for the Courage Collective. So every single one of you, I read every single application. I approved every single one of you, and each of you, I actually, there was a point where I wanted to hop on a Facebook Live, and I should have, but I didn't. See, lesson learned. And I just was overwhelmed with emotion reading through. There was about 5 applications that had come through, and the story of, you know, heartache and struggle and yet overcoming and gratitude and strength and just the breakdown leading into the breakthrough. It's all the reason why I do this work is to help women to be able to move through that and to be able to then become a voice for others and to share their stories in a beautiful, vulnerable way. And so I was so touched by the stories that were shared in those applications and by all of the journeys that you have been on. And so I am honored that you are here, and I am so excited to get to know each and every one of you better. Some of you I have known for years and you've done a lot of work with me in the past, and others, you don't even know who I am yet. You just kind of know me, but you don't really know me. So you're gonna get a good glimpse of me today. And for any of you who are wondering, who is this girl? I'd love to just share with you a little bit of a background. I spoke professionally for 5 years. It actually came from, I was working in the elementary schools and I was working with special needs children, which I loved. But I remember being in assemblies where they bring in presenters and speakers, and either they were really entertaining but they had no message, or they were so boring, but they had a great message. And as all entrepreneurs do, I saw a gap, right? There needs to be something that mixes fun and entertainment with beautiful messages and powerful learning. And so I did it. So I started doing assembly programs where I would go into schools and teach on courage. And ironically, that was one of my first things that I would teach on, courage and honesty and teamwork and acceptance. And I would make it so fun. I would actually create, I was kind of like Ellen. So I would create these giant board games. Like I had this big giant dice, and then I'd make all these big board game things. And then we'd do like truth and dare and all sorts of crazy fun things. So that was my introduction into speaking. And then I was able to speak in a variety of settings, corporate and other educational parenting conferences, all kinds of different places. And in a span of about 5 years, I had spoken over 800 times. So that's an average of 175 speeches a year. And I'm going to share with you today, which is very exciting, the leadership training that we're focusing on today is going into my speaking curriculum, what I often teach and what people have paid thousands of dollars to take. So you guys are getting some good juicy stuff here. So I'm going to dive into that speaking curriculum and how to speak, how to get booked, how to use your storytelling, how to be able to craft your story. So we're going to go into all of that so that then you can help your Courage Circle members to do the same. Okay, so I'm going to be training you so you can take those skills and you can share them with all the people that are going to join your circles. But I was able to do this. I was able to get booked out solid. I loved it. But here's the thing. I knew that this was kind of a transition period. And whenever I get on the stage, people will say to me, you must never feel fear anymore. You must never get that feeling of fear before you speak because you've spoken so many times. And nope, that's not true. Every single time, even before I got on here, I was like doing my pre-speech routine. Anytime I go to speak online or live, I feel those butterflies and I get nervous and I need to do my own meditation, my own affirmations, my own pre-speech routine that I do all the time. And I remember saying, if there comes a time where I no longer get that feeling, then it's time for me to move on. And I remember going to do an assembly and not feeling it. Not feeling it. I was just showing up. And that was my indication that it was time to shift. It was time to pivot. And I had done what I had come to do in that space. And it was time for me to move on and grow. And that's where I moved into the online space. And I was able to work with hundreds of entrepreneurs all over the world and help them to be able to craft their stories, write their speeches, and take stages all over the world to be able to really turn their message into a movement. And I've done that. Now I'm coming up on my 4th anniversary in the online space. I was able to create massive success right out of the gates. I had only 120 people on my list. And for any of you in business, you know that's pretty tiny. And I was able to have my first 10K launch. So I was able to make $10,000 with my Center Stage program. And then from there, a year later, I had a $100,000 launch. And I was able to make 6 figures in just 9 months and be able to give back in bigger ways too. That's my real why is the real, and I'm going to tell you my story in just a minute, but my real why is to be able to give back. And that's why 10% of all memberships in the Courage Collective are going to give back projects, which I'm so excited about. So that's a little bit about me and my backstory. So I've created all kinds of programs. I've launched all kinds of events. I've done my Center Stage Live event, which is a high-end event where you get hair and makeup and styling and your demo video and your one sheet and photo shoot and video shoot, and you stay at this gorgeous resort. That's really fun. I still do that today. I also created, as you heard earlier, the Shine Live event, which is a beautiful 3-day event. Tons of women from all over the world came to see, be at that event. I probably will do it again, but it's going to be under the Courage Collective umbrella. And And hello, everybody that's still joining. And also have done the Woman Rising event, which I know Bonnie saw us at, and a few of you others were speaking there as well. So lots of events, lots of experience, and I'm going to pass that all on to you guys as the Courage Collective leaders. So how does that sound? Is that exciting? Yes. We are in this together. Woo, woo, woo. All right. So I am going to pull up my chat just so it's here. I'm going to dive into some training and support right now, but I do want you guys, if there's anything that comes up, any comments, any questions, please chat or, you know, ask in the chat and I'll either answer it right away or come back to it a little bit. Okay. Yes. Tamara rocks. I know. I hired the best of the best. Always, always have the best of the best to support my ladies. And she just has been with me for a couple years as she's taken all my programs and worked with me. And she just is that shining star. And I'm so grateful to have her support you guys and really give you the love, especially as we grow, that you need. And we'll probably have some more community love specialists come on board perhaps to support Tamara as well as we grow, but she's amazing. Great. Okay. Oh yes, it's 11 o'clock where Martine is. Yay! Yes, you guys are here live. I love it. So you can scroll across too to see everybody. So you can like scroll across, yay! And then I actually think at the end we're gonna do, like at the end let's do like a little roll call, okay? So that everyone can just introduce themselves. But I wanna dive into the training right now and then we'll do like a little fun roll call where everybody can share, okay? All right, let's do this exciting thing. Now I'm gonna see if this actually works. I'm going to share my screen. And I may come on and off a little bit because I like to. Let me just do this. Where is it? Play from the start. There it is. Okay. Can you guys see it? Thumbs up. Yay! Okay, good. Okay, so. Oh, you can still see me on the side. Can you still see me on the side? Oh, perfect. So we can have this, that, because I was like, sometimes I like to not have the slides because I like to actually see you guys and you guys can see me. So I can be back here doing this and you guys can actually see me, which is great. Okay. So it's getting hot in here already. I'm in trouble. Okay. So the my golden rule. So this is trust the process. So a lot of you are brand new. You've just come in to this opportunity. You're just, you know, jumping right in head first, right? We're just throwing it in there right away, right now into the first leadership training. I know you have questions. We are going to answer them. We are here to support you. But I also want you really to trust the process. What I love to just share with you guys is that we are creating a movement, right? This isn't like anything else that I've ever seen out there. It's new and it's a movement that is starting with you guys. And when I, you know, thought about this, there's parts of me that wanted to just wait until I had more things figured out and I had it all outlined better and I knew exactly what I needed to do and launch and how it would look. And then I knew I couldn't do that. I knew I had to take imperfect action because that's what I teach all the time, is that we take courageous, imperfect action. And so I launched it before it was totally ready. And then there's been some of the beautiful leaders that have been with us right from the beginning. Some that have come and then gone and then come back, which I love. Bayesh, it wasn't the right time at first. Now it's the right time. You know, so we've got all kinds of people here together. But what I love is that you all are getting a behind the scenes look at creating a movement so that you guys can do this too one day, right? So this is all about creating a movement. You're getting to see behind the scenes that it's gonna take some time, it takes some course correcting, and I have to trust the process that it's all unfolding beautifully and that it's okay if I course correct or change things around, that this is how it's, you know, how it grows, and how we figure out what our next step is just by taking action. So I'm trusting the process. I need you to trust the process as well. Tuning in and listening. So making sure that you're really being present during this time together, that you're really listening, you're being open. Take notes, but this is, of course, being recorded, so it's all good. But really being present, tuning in and listening, but also throughout this whole journey, that's one of the most important things to my success has been taking time to be still and quiet so I can tune in to what's truly true for me, so that I can honor my truth and my soul's calling and I can take action there. It all starts from tuning in and listening. Okay, so not only tuning in and listening as I teach you today, but tuning in and listening on a whole as we move through this movement together, how you can be creative, who you should reach out to. When you tune in and listen, you will be guided. I trust in that. Be all in. So I love the energy of this group. You guys are amazing, supporting each other. We want to carry that momentum. You are here for each other, and it's this beautiful sisterhood in the leadership group and in the global community. So let's cheer each other on. Let's support each other. Let's be all in. Let's be excited. Let's share this mission and vision and be able to support as many beautiful women around the world as we can. Connect. So make sure you're connecting with each other, connecting in the groups, you know, connecting in ways by sharing who you are, being able to share your courageous experiences. So starting to just share more so that we can all get to know each other. We can have this beautiful connected community. Take courageous action. As I just said, that's the most important thing. Already, so many of you leaders were reaching out to others to invite them to come and lead alongside of us. That took courage. So many of you said yes to something that you weren't even sure really exactly what you were getting yourself into. That took courage because you were listening in, you were tuned in, and you knew this was what you needed to do. So lots of these things are going to stretch you, and make you have courage, and you need to be taking courageous action throughout as we invite people into your circles. As you learn and stretch your leadership muscle, that's how we grow and how we can, you know, scale up in our leadership is by just taking action. Believe in you that you can do this. I believe in you. That's why you're here. Right? There was an application process for a reason. I wanted to make sure that the right women were here. And so you are here for a reason. So please, anytime doubt or fear starts to rise up in you, reach out. Let us know how we can support you, because we believe in you and we need you to believe in yourself. And also believe in the women who you are going to be supporting and cheering on in your circles, and believing in each other. We're going to have this amazing experience together where we are going to be having this beautiful momentum carrying us through the summer, where we're going to be sharing and inviting. And then when we actually have the really big launch all together, that's where we all need all of our beliefs. What I want you to do right now is to set that intention that you are going to have however many women you know you need to have in your circle, right? I'm setting the intention that every single one of you will have 10 beautiful women join you in your courage circle. And so, or more, right? That's my intention. And so let's believe in that vision and focus on that. And I know the power of positive mindset. I know the power of setting intentions. I know the power of manifestation. And we can do that together. So believe and know that this is a sacred space. We are here to support each other, to love each other, to cheer each other on. We will share our stories. We will share our fears. We will share very vulnerable pieces of ourselves. We are taking courageous action in this group, and we are facing our fears in this group, and we are opening up. And so this needs to stay a safe and sacred space. And so that's what one of your roles is as a leader, is to create that feeling along with myself and my team, is that we are creating this safe, sacred space. But just remembering that and being there for others through that process. So we've got, this is one of my favorite quotes. I mean, it's a fun one. I've got lots of favorite quotes actually, but those who tell the stories rule the world. And, who runs the world? Girls. Oh, yes. Okay, so that's what this is all about. I'm actually doing a dance. I'm facing a big fear. I'm dancing in public in fishnet stockings and a bodysuit. I'm doing, it's called Army of Sass, and we're doing on just before my birthday. I'm doing 3 shows, and one of the songs that I'm dancing to, it's called Divas. So it's all the divas in music, which I thought was so perfect. I was like, sign me up. I can dance like Beyonce. At least I can pretend I can dance like Beyonce. But one of our songs is Who Runs the World, right? So excited to dance. I'll tell you guys how that goes. But definitely facing a fear on that one. So we're going to dive in first to storytelling and then into speaking. And then we're going to be, you know, helping, I'm going to be training you guys on these things. And then we're going to be tying that into how you're going to bring that back into the Courage Circle too. Remember, if you have questions, I will stop and then come back to questions, I believe, because I'm not seeing the chats when I'm sharing my screen. So I'm going to have to come back and make sure that there are, check on the questions, okay? So there's tons of different ways that storytelling is powerful. I mean, it connects us to each other. It's the oldest form of connection. You know, we always were able to hear stories, right? Stories passed down from generation to generation. That's how we learned. That's how we grew. That's how we understood who we are in this world, is through the stories that we were told and shared. And so not only do we understand that on kind of an emotional level, but I love research around the brain, and I am definitely not a scientist. I would love to learn more about the brain, but I found these facts so cool. So I'm going to just share these with you. So when you tell a story, when you are sharing storytelling, one of the things that I love that happens is mirroring. And mirroring is when listeners will not only experience the similar brain activity to each other, but also to the speaker. So what happens when we tell our stories and when we have parts of our brain firing off, right? Because we are back in that moment of when we felt that fear, or when we felt that sadness, or when we felt that anger, or whatever that is. When we can paint that picture so vividly and we can share it through a story, the people in the audience actually have the same parts of their brain firing off. Isn't that crazy? Okay, and it's almost like they actually put like brain monitors on an audience and on the speaker, and they showed that actually the same all across the board, as you know, everybody in the audience, different parts of their brain were lighting up at the same time as the speaker as well, which is just crazy. So then we've got neural coupling, which is a story activates parts in the brain that allows the listener to turn the story into their own ideas and experience. And that's powerful. So when you're talking about your story, this is one of those things we're gonna talk about in just a minute that a lot of people say, but you know, my story is my story. Will people be able to relate to it? Do people, right? That kind of fear comes up. And with this piece of the story is that people are going to actually, their brain, your brain, when you're listening to a story, it turns that story into their own ideas and connects it to their own experiences, which is so cool, right? So I could be talking about my fear of jumping out of an airplane, but then your brain is going, oh, wait, you didn't jump out of an airplane, but you went whitewater rafting and you felt that same emotion. So while we're listening to a story, your brain is actually connecting the dots to your own ideas and experiences. How cool is that, right? And then dopamine is released into the body because, I mean, that's that emotionally charged event, right, that we're feeling. But through storytelling, when you do it right, storytelling actually brings up all those emotions, right? So you could be feeling all these emotions, and then that makes it where they can actually retain better. They have a better memory from the release of that dopamine, right? So, so cool. So these are just a few of the ways that the brain actually is right in there with storytelling and how powerful it can be. Now, many of you are maybe at very different stages of perhaps business. And I want to say for this Courage Collective, we are here all as leaders. And so we can apply this in so many different ways, not just entrepreneurial, but if you're in corporate, if you're artistic and you're creative, or if you're starting any kind of entrepreneurial journey, that's what this is for. Any person that wants to share their story, right? It doesn't have to necessarily be in business, but this does, storytelling builds connection. It creates credibility, right? Because it shows that you get it. It shows that you've been there. You've been where they are, and now you're over here. You've succeeded, right? It proves that it's doable, because if you can do it, I can do it. It makes you real. because people can see that in you, right? They can see that, wow, you know, she didn't always have it all together like she has it now, right? So it makes you real. It piques people's interest and holds their attention. So rather than saying the seven steps to XYZ, you know, if you can bring in that storytelling right off the bat and you can help them to be able to connect with you on a heart-to-heart, soul-to-soul level, then anything you say after that, they're going to be paying more attention to, they're going to be getting deeper results from, they're going to be right in there with you. Whereas if you just start off giving them the facts and diving right into the content, you're most likely going to lose attention, right? Gets people feeling something, which we know already is so important, you know, the brain function. But also, when people feel something, that's when they have an opportunity to change, right? That feeling and that emotion that you can evoke in someone is the catalyst for them deciding that it's time for them to step up. It's time for them to speak up. It's time for them to make that change in their life, just like you have in your story, right? It also brings energy to a message. So it helps people to really connect to the core truths and the lesson and the message that you are sharing when you do it in the way I'm going to teach you. And it also inspires action, helps people to have the courage to take action. Because again, you've done it. You've paved the path for them. And now they can see themselves in you through all those cool brain function things. They can feel the emotions. They can see themselves in your story. And they're ready to take action. Okay? Sound good? So I'm going to quickly, because I feel like there's so many chat things going on and I'm having fear of missing out over here. FOMO over here. So I'm going to see if I can see the chat room without, I can see the chat room without taking off my screen, except can you guys see the chat now too on my screen? Okay, that's fine. Okay, perfect. Okay, I'm going to just scroll through here. I just want to see what's going on up here because then I don't want to miss anything. Yay, so lucky. Yes, exciting. Yep, yes. Okay, good. So the right time. Whew. Yes, everyone has such big hearts. That's why you're here. Yes, pictures. I don't know. I guess I could share that in the Courage Collective group. I don't know if I'll share pictures out in the open, but yes, perfect. Awesome. Brain Geek, Lydia, love it. Yes. Okay, I just want to make sure. Ooh, Tahira is so good. She knows everything about the brain. Well, she's just really a smart girl with the brain. So she says, dopamine also triggers aha moments. I didn't know that. I love aha moments. So use your story to deliver meaningful takeaways and increase the likelihood that your audience will take away something of value. So good. Okay. Yes. So good. Okay. I'm going to come back here. Oh, no. Okay. Just wait. Oh, I can get that up. Okay. This is good. So I wanted to share with you guys my story. Actually, I wanted to share with you first the blueprint. See, it messed me up when I tried the chat. Okay. And then I'm going to share with my story and then you'll be able to see kind of how that blueprint works. So this is optional, this first part, but this is the six steps. This is my story blueprint. You're all getting it now. And then I want you to be able to share that with your collectives. All of this is going to be in, I'm going to just save this into a PDF, and then it's also going to be in the membership site up shortly with the video replay as well. But I'm also going to make cute little printouts and handouts for when we really officially launch, and I'm just going to be creating them as we go, things that you can share with your circles, right, that you feel will be helpful. And here's another thing. You guys are in at the ground level. So if there's anything that you feel you need as far as a resource or anything that you have as an idea that would help you to better serve the ladies in your circle or to promote it, please let us know. We had people asking for business cards, so we created business cards. We had people asking for a poster, so we created a poster. Or letterhead, we created a letterhead. So we will create the stuff that you feel is needed. So just let us know. So for the story blueprint, the first step is giving them a glimpse of where you are now. I say this is optional because it isn't always the best fit. So yes, you can give that, but guess what? For the most part, you've just had an introduction. So people in the audience already heard where you are now, right? They already heard all your beautiful awards and all the beautiful things that you have done and created. And so they understand that you are at this certain level of success. So you don't always have to give the "where I am now" picture. You could go right into kind of painting the scene leading up to the breakdown and breakthrough moment. Now, the second part is, yes, you're going to have to give a little bit of backstory, a little bit of flow, a little bit of introduction into this. Now, this is just the story. Okay, when you're telling a story, I'm going to get into the speech framework in a little bit, but just the story blueprint is about bringing them along this journey and getting them to a breakdown breakthrough moment. Now, I call this moment a diamond moment, and the reason is because we all know with a diamond, you know, heat and pressure produce this beautiful, beautiful jewel. And we also know in our lives, or hopefully you know, and I'm sure most of you do as far as I've read in all the applications, is that you understand in your life that we do have these breakdown moments, we do have these struggles, we do have these trials, but that we can find the lessons, the strength, the breakthrough moment, right, for all of that. And so that diamond moment is your breakdown mixed with your breakthrough. And I like you to choose one core moment, because what I want you to do is to really paint the picture of that moment so that people listening could feel like they were sitting right next to you on that bus, or they were in that same field with you, or they were listening to that same speech or that same moment in time. They were there with you. So I want it to be one moment. Now, yes, you could break through over time, and yes, you might have had lots of breakdowns in the past, but each breakdown, you can give a little bit of a lead up to the ultimate breakdown and breakthrough moment, but each little breakdown led to the one that I know is the one that is the catalyst. So yes, you could have had many breakdowns and breakthroughs along the way, but which one is the one that ultimately set you on the path you're on today? Which moment was the moment that truly was, this is my aha, this is my time to change, this is the moment that things are going to be different? What was that moment? That's your diamond moment. Okay? So all of you can be writing this down and sharing this in the group afterwards. I'd love to hear. You're actually going to get a homework assignment that says to share your story. So that will be your one assignment. But I want you just thinking about this. What is my breakdown breakthrough moment? And again, with the breakthrough, it took me several months before I actually really broke through, right? Like before I really understood what was going on. And you're going to hear my story in a minute. But I condensed that. We have a little bit of creative license. We don't have to say, then this happened, then this happened, then this happened, and then it was 3 years later, then this happened. We can suck it down, can suck it in to a lesser time frame, right? We can make it more in one moment, or you can say, if that's a part of your story, you can say it. You know, years later was when I finally got it, when I finally broke through, okay? But that breakdown, breakthrough, I really want you to focus the majority of your story on that one diamond moment. And then in your story, you're going to sprinkle some of your lessons learned. So what are some of the core lessons that you are going to take away and teach people in your life, in your business, in your work, whatever that is that you're called to share? Those lessons come from your story and your experience. They are the little golden nuggets and the golden thread that tie your entire work together. So thinking about what are those little lessons that I learned through this experience, this diamond moment, and then sprinkling them into your story, not saying, here's the first lesson, here's the next lesson, here's the next lesson, but just dropping them in what I call power statements or your North Star statements. So they're very short, powerful statements that people would tweet, right? So you're going to drop those in just seamlessly so they're hearing it in your story, but they're not necessarily seeing it as a lesson or a point, okay? And then you're going to share your why this is so important to you, and then bring it back to them. So how does this apply to them? How does this make sense for them? Okay? So with that, I am going to share my story. And it's changed and shifted, and it changes and shifts depending on my audience, depending on the amount of time I have, but it is that piece that is there, kind of the consistency of it. So it was actually, and I'm going to come back here because that's not the moment of my story yet. So for me, it truly was many years that I had lived playing it safe, kind of small, yet to the outward world, I had achieved a lot of success in my life. But I remember when that all came to me, that something, I had been avoiding things, that something wasn't right all my life. And I remember it was actually after losing a very dear friend of mine to breast cancer. And I remember she had lost her husband just 6 months before she was diagnosed with breast cancer, and they had 4 boys. And I remember just my heart breaking for her, having to go through that loss, losing her husband before retirement, and then coming into this diagnosis that she had cancer as well. And I know that a big part of the reason she was fighting so hard is to be there for her boys, to be there for her 4 boys. And her oldest son, it was at her funeral. And I remember I was sitting in the back of the chapel and tears were just streaming down my face as I was there mourning her loss and celebrating her life. And yet as her oldest son, who was just out of high school, stepped up to the pulpit, he was sharing the most tender experiences that he shared with her in her final hours. And I remember him saying, you know, Mom was fighting up to her final breath. And then he said, she wasn't done fighting because she wasn't done living. And in that moment, I can still feel it right there. It was almost as if the wind got knocked out of me. And I heard this voice, this message, this feeling just wash over me, where I said in that moment, I heard that myself say, you are sitting here alive and breathing, but you are not really living. And that took me back. And in that moment, I looked at my life, and yes, I maybe had that kind of ideal life, that white picket fence, the husband, the kids, the good job, all of that. And yet I knew deep inside that I had been playing it small. That my bigness, you know, to others seemed big, but I knew that I was meant for something bigger and I was not stepping up. I knew I had a call and I wasn't listening. And it took me a while, but I finally dug deep to figure out why I was playing it small. And I realized in that moment that it was a nasty 4-letter word, fear. That all along, all of my life, I had made my choices based in fear. Fear of being judged, fear of not being good enough, fear of failure, fear of rejection, the fear of the unknown. Every decision had been based in fear until that point. And in my friend's honor, I wrote down my fear list. And I decided then and there that never again would I let fear choose. And I remember writing, jumping out of an airplane on the top of my fear list. And I got that opportunity because you know the magic happens when you actually write things down. And as I got that opportunity, I said, heck yeah. I said yes, even when it was the most terrifying yes I could ever say. I knew in my heart, I knew in my gut, this is what I need to do. And so I said yes to that fear, and I showed up for myself. And in that yes, I remember thinking, there is no way I can follow through with this. There is no way. I am terrified of heights. How am I going to jump out of this airplane? How am I actually going to do this? And I remember hearing as clear as ever, and this has become the biggest motto that I live by, and that is, I needed to make my why bigger than my fear. And so I decided to fall 10,000 feet to raise $10,000 to build a school in Nicaragua, and it was no longer about me. Now it was about them. And I could face that fear because I had a bigger why. I had a bigger purpose. It wasn't about me, it was about them. And all of this that I have created today has come from that moment where a teenage boy in his grief, was able to tap into his story, into his emotion, where he was able to stand up and tell his story and tell his mother's story. And in that courage, in sharing his story with me, my life changed. And so I know the power of story. I know the power of us having the courage to speak up. And I know that it can change lives. And that's what we're here today to do. Yes? Okay, so that's my story, everyone. How you doing? Did that work okay for you? I always get choked up with my story, which is a good thing. Okay, I'm gonna check on this chat here. Good, good. So I love, if you can see here, I had my breakdown and breakthrough moment. There were a couple, right? So my first initial breakdown breakthrough was at that funeral. And that, you know, is a powerful lesson for the work that I do, that the power of story changed my life. That boy having the courage to speak up and share his story and to share his mom's story changed my life, right? Totally, completely changed it. And so that's a core message, a core lesson that I now teach in the world. Did you see how it was just woven in there? Yes. And then also I love, Bea said, never again would I let my fear choose. Right? That's a tweetable. That's a powerful statement. Another one that is a core lesson is that I needed to make my why bigger than my fear. Right? Yes. So these are those places that you drop in the lesson. So I had my core breakdown breakthrough. I had another kind of moment though with jumping out of the airplane because that was necessary for me to share that next lesson. And then I brought it back to that moment at the funeral when I closed there with that next powerful lesson. Okay? I didn't get into my why, which I could have, which my why now is to help others to have the courage to stand up, to speak up, to share their story, to empower others, and to take courageous action in their life and business, no longer letting fear keep them playing small, because I know the difference it will make in their life. I know the difference it'll make in your life if you do these things that I'm about to share with you today. So then it's like taking it all back to them, okay? Good, okay, I love it, I'm just looking here. Yay, so good. Yes, yes, I love it. Okay, good. So this is the story blueprint, right? And I didn't even share with you my story or my pictures. We've got, these are some of the fears that I faced. Hold on one second. I'm here again. I had to open the window. I'm like dying. I'm sweating in here because I get so excited when I'm talking, but it's actually kind of warm and muggy today. So these are some of my fears that I faced on my fear list. And I would challenge you guys to make your fear list because you guys are all going to be part of the Day of Courage. And the Day of Courage is actually going to be, this first Day of Courage is going to be on August 28th, but it's on the anniversary of the day that I jumped out of that airplane. And I want to share with you too. Oh, here it is. Here I am jumping out of that airplane. I was actually smiling, if you can see that bottom picture. And it was funny too, because he said, like, look at that crazy one where we're upside down and the plane's leaving us. But he said that he had never had anyone reach out like that. So we had the cameraman and he had his arms out. And I just, you know how you see people skydiving and they like hold hands? So he had his hand out. So I like reached out, held his hand. I was like, woo! And he's like, I've never seen anyone do that while we're free falling, because you fall 5,000 feet in 45 seconds. So it's pretty crazy. And he's like, most people are like, ah, I don't know what I'm doing. And I was like, hey, I'm going to hold your hand and we're going to make a star formation. So yeah, it was pretty fun. But, and then here is the school, and this is one of my big whys, right? We're actually in the Courage Collective. The membership piece that we are raising money for is right where this school is. There are beautiful moms and families that don't have a home right now, from they've had lots of flooding and lots of things going on, but also just the poverty level is so extreme there. So we are putting our money towards building 10 homes for the women there, and really, really exciting to be able to take you guys there, whoever's coming to Nicaragua to see the school, to work with the women to build the homes as well. So really beautiful. This is, you know, it was the most beautiful experience. We cooked a meal for 200 children, these beautiful, beautiful kids that live in the garbage dump, and they have pretty much nothing. And just to be there, and these are my kids, my boys were helping, you know, chop the vegetables, cook the soup, hand it out to these beautiful kids. And so that's another thing we'll be doing when we're in Nicaragua as well. So that is my story. I do want to cover, how are we all doing? You guys are doing good? I want to dive into common story mistakes. So we most likely, just so you guys know, we most likely are going to go the hour and a half. I did say 60 to 90 minutes. We'll see how we do. I'm gonna move through this, but I also want to make sure we have time for questions and answers already as well. So when people get up in your circles and they start being like, oh, but I don't know, I don't have a story to share, all that kind of stuff, we're going to get into that in just a minute. But the first thing, when you're sharing about stories, is keep it simple, right? Keep it simple. Like, I didn't have to give you all of my life history. I didn't have to tell you all about myself growing up and all the experiences I've had and all the trauma or the things that have gone wrong or the whatever. I didn't have to give you it all for you to get the essence of who I am and the message I'm here to bring. So keep it simple. Too many people make it too complicated. And another thing, you know, they're sharing too many pieces of their story. So that's why I say choose that one diamond moment. Another thing a lot of people do is they give a timeline. So I was born in Calgary, Alberta in 1979. Yes, now you know how old I am. And I had this, and then I went to school, and then I graduated, and then I went to college, and then I was working, and then I did this, and then I did that, right? That gets boring. That loses people. There's no emotion in a timeline. A timeline is facts. Right? So you need to get to the emotion of a story. You need to share that one pivotal moment and go in depth and paint a picture. And that's how it's going to be impactful, not giving a timeline or series of events. Okay? We need to not make it all about us. Yes, our stories are our stories. They're ours. That's why we're sharing them. But we share our story not for ourselves. We share it for others. It's not about me. I'm not sharing my story for me. I'm sharing it so I can connect with you, so that you can see yourself in my story, so you can connect to those emotions, so hopefully you can decide it's time for me to step up and share my story, or it's time for me to take a bold action. It's time for me to find my courage. Right? So that's important. Help your circle members to know when you share a story, it's about the people who are listening. It's not about us. Yes? Telling it rather than showing it. This is something I battled with all the time. I took some creative writing classes and I used to hate it because my teacher would say all the time, I need you to show it, don't tell it. And I'm like, oh, I am. I'm trying to show it. What do you mean? I don't get it. And so I've learned over the years that it's about showing it, right? Like, it's about, you know, I'm sitting at the back of a chapel, tears streaming down my face, right? The wind got knocked out of me. And often if I have more time, I'll go into the experience in the plane where the rickety little plane is going up and the storm clouds are coming in and I can see the rain starting to fall on the windshield. And they had said, we aren't going if it rains. And yet I'm like, are we gonna park this plane? Cause it's starting to rain. I don't know if I should jump cause, you know, it might be too dangerous. And then the moment where I stepped my feet out of the door, onto that tiny little platform, and I look down 10,000 feet. Do you see that? Like, instead of saying I went skydiving and it was really scary, do you see the difference? Is instead of I went skydiving and it was really scary, I'm like, and then I, you know, whip my feet out, put them on this tiny, tiny little platform, And in that moment, the fear rushed over me. And I had to just place my hands over my heart, look up, say a little prayer, and then fall. And in the falling, I found my wings. In the falling, I was able to soar. That's another part of my story, another part of my lesson. So it's in the falling, it's in taking the leap when you're so scared that you find your wings, right? So again, I'm showing you this experience instead of just telling you about it. Make sense? Another thing is not connecting the dots in a concise way. So if you want to be able to bring in the core messages and kind of move it in a timeline fashion, but not doing a timeline, but in a way that it makes sense, that it's cohesive, that people can follow that journey with you. So even if it's a part of your story that happened and you need to kind of jump back and forth, you need to connect the dots, not only in the story, but to your message and your work. If I share a story that's something completely different to my message, then it doesn't connect. So we may find that we have different stories for different messages, perhaps, and you're going to be able to tell other smaller stories within that bigger speech. But that this is an important thing, connect the dots in a concise way. And then the biggest mistake of all is thinking that your story isn't important, because every single story is. I remember, it's something that's hit home for me a lot, of where I've heard a lot of amazing speakers, people who have been Olympic gold medalists, who have achieved huge success in their life, like beyond what I feel is even possible. And maybe they've climbed Mount Everest or all these big, amazing feats. And there's times where I've been in the audience and felt a disconnect because part of me goes, well, sure, you're an Olympic gold medalist. Of course, that's, you know, whatever, right? We create these stories because we can't quite connect our life or our experiences to theirs. And so what I always say to people is that there is someone praying for you to share your story, because that's the story that they're going to connect with. That's the message that they need to hear. Your experience, your life, even if you don't think it's some big grand thing, it doesn't need to be. The most beautiful connections come when you are real and people can connect with you because you're imperfect, because you're maybe just a couple steps ahead of them, and they can grasp onto that hope that they can be there too. Make sense? All right. So common fears around storytelling is, you know, I don't want to throw anyone under the bus. Sometimes our experiences, our stories involve others in our family or situations that maybe we don't want to throw anyone under the bus, and that's okay. So there's times where people have come to me and they say, you know, I can't necessarily share this piece or this detail, and it's okay. It's not that you're hiding it. It's that you are being respectful of the person or the situation, and you can share that there were some really difficult things that happened in my life that made me question what love was, what real love was, because I no longer felt that in my home. I no longer felt safe in my home. Okay, did I give you all the details of what really happened? I don't have to. Necessarily. If you need to, that's fine. But I don't have to say who or exactly what or get into the details of the painful moment or experience if it's too much, right? We have to be careful to not share too much. We can share what feels right for us and in a way that feels right for us. So there may be an audience that knows you well. Maybe it's in your coaching program where you have a group of women that you can share all those details with and that experience with. But maybe just to an open public that you don't know anyone in, you're going to be a little more careful of all the details and what you share. Okay? So this is about your choices, and you can share enough for people to understand where you're coming from without giving them all the details. What will people think if I get vulnerable? They are going to love you. Okay, so there's that fear around vulnerability, but vulnerability is exactly what people are craving. They're done with perfect. They're done with the polished facades of success and all that jazz. They want real, raw, vulnerable, right? We know that. We're craving vulnerability. So be vulnerable. Some things, again, I can't share that. That's okay, then don't. Share in a more general way that still taps into the emotion of what you felt in that situation. You don't have to give the details to still tap into the emotion of fear or anger or loneliness or betrayal. You can paint that feeling and emotion without the specific details. Yes? And that last kind of fear or misunderstanding is that my story has nothing to do with my business. So sometimes there is a pivotal moment for you that is a breakdown, breakthrough that maybe you don't feel connects exactly to your work, but I'm here to tell you it does. So your story can be tweaked and tailored in the sense that it lines up perfectly, not because of the exact details of what happened, but because of the emotion and the lessons that came from it. So for example, I had someone who, her real pivotal moment in her life was when she was married or engaged to someone, and yet then the relationship turned abusive. And she found herself with all the invitations out, the wedding plans, you know, the wedding venue booked, the wedding plans in detail. And she remembers, she said, this one night where we had gotten into a fight and all of a sudden he had me held up against this wall and he was yelling in my face, you know, spitting all over me, screaming at me. And in that moment, I made a choice to take back my power and to use my voice to say what it was in that moment that I needed for me, not for anyone else, not what anyone else thought I should do or be or have. It was my choice in that moment, and I found my strength, my power, and I left. So in that moment, how do we connect that to the fact that she works with women entrepreneurs? And she helps them to build successful businesses. Well, she helps them to take their power back. She helps them to find their voice. She helps them to look at struggles or things that are going on in their life and then find their power within that to voice what they need to do for themselves. And so that's what we say. We say, now you may not have ever been in a situation like this, but I guarantee you at one point or another, you've had your back up against a wall where you felt there was no way out of this situation. And yet, I'm here to tell you that always in every situation, you have a choice. You have a choice and you need to step into your power and find your voice and make a choice for you, not for anyone else, right? So do you see? That was a very different story than her business, yet there was a common thread. There was a connection. There were the dots that connected to that, right? Makes sense? Now, a lot of people are going to have fears, so you can ask people, you know, what are your fears coming up around telling your story? What I love about the Courage Circles is that it's a safe, sacred space for them to stretch and to grow and to have that first experience sharing their story and being vulnerable in a safe space with people who love and accept them no matter what. And that's why I love this Courage Circle, because we are able to stretch and grow and practice in this safe, beautiful space. So when people start to be like, I don't want to share my story, I'm too scared, this is the place to do it, because we're here for you. We support you. We are here to help you through this fear, right? And then get them to share, and you guys too, if you've been feeling that fear, what is your big why for telling your story? Remember my big lesson? Make your why bigger than your fear. So what is your big why for telling your story and speaking up? And as we go through this with our Courage Circles, as they start to speak up, right? You may need to do this. You may need to pull out this slide and walk through some of these fear exercises with them to help them to work through their anxiety or their fear around speaking, because they do have an opportunity to stand up and speak in front of the circle. And it depends how many members you have, but there's two people that will speak each meeting. So they're going to have lots of opportunities. Plus, every circle we have a speaking activity that I give you, that everyone is going to stand and speak for a minute or two in a fun way. And usually it's kind of an impromptu opportunity or exercise where they're like pulling an object out of a bag, and then they have to say why this object has changed their life or whatever, right? So it's really just random creative practicing where they just get to practice again in the safe space, standing and speaking in front of people. But asking yourself and asking those in your circle, why do you want to speak up? Making your why bigger than your fear. That's the first step. Taking the ego out of the equation. That's a lesson I learned so clearly when I had my really big first speaking engagement. It was for a big keynote at a university, thousands of students there, and I was like, "Ooh, yeah, I'm so good." And I learned quickly that's not the way I'm going to connect with people. And I actually met a girl who came up to me afterwards. We are still, that was probably, it's probably 15 years ago. She was a university student. She came up and told me how much of an impact my speech had made on her, and we stayed in touch. And even to this day, she's reached out to me when she's had a difficult time, when she's been breaking up with her boyfriend, or she's reached out to say thank you. She's kept in touch with me. And I think that's so powerful. And one of the things I say all the time is that if we can change even just one life with our story, with speaking, with sharing, with being courageous, then that is so worth it. And so I really switched it where I leave my ego at the door all the time. I am now tuned into what is truth and what is ego. But ego, if it's in the equation, we are worried about how do we look? How do we sound? Am I making any sense? Is anybody judging me? Oh no, what are they going to think? Are they going to throw tomatoes at me? All this stuff. But if we take the ego out of the equation and we make it about our audience, not about us, then it doesn't matter if we have to climb under our table to open up the window because we're sweating like crazy, right? Or if we have to, you know, if we make some kind of mistake, it doesn't matter because we're here out of love and service, and that's going to be felt. That's going to be felt, right? If we leave the ego at the door and make sure that we are there in service, then it doesn't really matter what we say because they're going to feel the love, right? And we're going to say the right things because we are tuned into that. So make it about them, not about you. We need to get real about fear. Fear is just fear. Fear is just energy. We labeled it a negative because, yes, there is the fear that keeps us safe. I'm not talking about that kind. You know, if you're in that horror movie and you're walking down into the dark basement and you hear the creaking and the noises and you're like, what's that? I need to go see. And your fear is there. Okay, listen to that fear, right? We need to use judgment with our fear. But for the most part, fear is something that we have labeled as negative, that feeling. And I remember tuning into this because my mom, after I went and was hanging out with my husband-to-be, so we were just dating, and I remember I get like the sweaty palms, I get the butterflies, I'd have to go pee like 50 million times because I was so nervous, but I didn't call it fear or nervous, I called it excitement. I was so excited, I was so excited to see him, oh my goodness, ah! You know, you probably remember that. And I remember that, and my mom calling me Twitter-pated. She was like, you're so Twitter-pated. And I was like, yeah, I'm so Twitter-pated. And yet, when I started to face my fears, like dancing in a Latin dance competition, going rappelling for the first time, down a waterfall, jumping out of an airplane, signing up for a painting class, doing this burlesque dancing, whenever I do something that pushes myself out of my comfort zone and I feel that fear, I go, all right. These butterflies, these sweaty palms, these, you know, croaky voice, all of these physical manifestations are actually the exact same as when I was Twitter-pated. Except I wasn't freaking out and scared. I was excited. And we've all heard the quote that says, fear is excitement without the breath. Right? And so when we can see fear in a new light, instead of this negative thing in our life, but actually as this piece, and we're going to get all into this a little bit more next day too, but as this piece that I'm ready for my next adventure, this is showing me the path to what is coming, and I'm so excited, right? It's a change in perspective. Fear is just energy moving through our body. And especially when we are speaking, something that I teach all the time is the fact that when we are speaking and we're feeling that level of excitement, when we have that those butterflies, it's energy moving through our body. And what we need to do is allow it to move through our body and also know that we need that boost. We need that adrenaline running through our body so that we can do our very best work, so that we can show up on that stage and deliver results to everyone who is there. That energy is that influx of energy that, because you have, you know, 100 eyeballs and all of these, this energy coming back at you with people looking at you or taking in all that you're saying, you need to have enough energy to give back. That's what fear is. There to serve you. It's there to help you to do your very best work. It's there to give you the energy you need to be able to show up and shine. That's what fear is. So we need to get real about fear. I want you guys to nickname your fear, right? So we're going to nickname our fear. So that when that fear comes up, and this is something you can do with your Courage Circle members too, is be able to help them to choose a nickname for that fear. So every time that it starts to come up, they can say, oh, I'm Twitter-pated, and said, oh, I'm so scared. Right? It's a shift. And then we take that out of our mind, because our mind wants to make connections with, oh, no, she's afraid. I need to keep her safe. I need to keep her safe. But remember back to my story. I was playing safe for years, and it was not serving me, and it was not serving anyone else, right? We're done with being safe. We just need to say, I'm good. I'm good. I see what you're doing, fear. I know you care about me. I know you want to keep me safe, but I'm ready for this. We're going to do this. Yeah? So then the next piece about courageously speaking is doing a pre-speech routine. So that's all about whatever works for you. So this is something, again, and what I'm going to do is I am going to be taking people through this process. When we start officially in September with the new curriculum, I am going to be having little tidbits of this training for the people that are signing up for your circles. So I will take one of the speaking activities will be about fear and nicknaming that fear. One of those speaking activities will be, let's do a pre-speech routine. What would that be? So they're gonna be walking through this and you're gonna be guiding them through it, but I'll be providing all the exercises, all the, you know, the PDFs, the workbooks, but you'll be able to guide them through each of these things. What is your why for speaking? What is the bigger why? Bigger than your fear. So each of these things that I'm talking to you guys today, we're going to be going through with your Courage Circle members in September through the next kind of journey. So I just want you to be able to know I'm teaching this to you, and then you're going to be able to take it in snippets later and apply that into your circles. But if someone comes up to you and they're like, I'm so afraid, you would say, let's reframe that. You're just feeling excited. It's just energy. We just need to see it from a different perspective, right? So everything I'm teaching you guys today, I know it's a lot, I'm fire hosing you, but everything I'm teaching you today are things that may come up. You know, members are gonna need support in, and you're gonna be able to offer that support. And it'll come over time, and you know I'm always here if you ever have other questions. You don't have to know it all, so please don't feel that. I will be walking everyone through this step by step together, okay? But a pre-speech routine is basically, for me, every time I take the stage, I move the energy. So I actually, like, I either dance, I crank up the music. If I'm at the back of a room and waiting to go up, or, you know, in the back of the stage waiting to go up, I will just, like, I get into my legs, because I learned from my voice coach that that's a really good thing. We need to get into our legs. And I'll shake my legs. Like, so if you ever see me, I'll be like shaking. And that's just me like moving the energy. I'm not trying to get rid of it. I'm just letting it move so that it's not stuck in my stomach, which is our butterflies, right? Our energy is stuck right there. So we need to move it. We need to just move it, move it, move it, move it. So that's what I do. Plus, I say affirmations. So I visualize, I say affirmations, I say I'm here for a purpose. Even, you know, I say those things like, even if just one person changes their life because they were here today, it has been so worth it. I say a prayer, you could meditate, whatever it is, power poses, right? So there's lots of ideas for pre-speech routines, but find what works for you. Essential oils, you know, calming things, or maybe you need something that's more like high energy to pump you up. So you're gonna find what works for you, but doing this every time. So just like before I got on this call, I got ready, I was doing some breathing, I said a little prayer, I was just in that zone, and then I cranked on some music and I was dancing. So those are all the things that work for me. Another thing that's really important, drinking lots of water, hydrating, being able to breathe deeply. I'm still not very good with my breath work, but that's something that's really important, okay? So how to get over the fear, make your why bigger than fear, take your ego out of the equation, get real about fear, do a pre-speech routine. I'm gonna stop here and check the chat. You guys are doing amazing. Tamara says, not too much water where you need to visit the toilet while speaking. Yes, totally, totally. That's me too. I always have to go a bazillion times. Okay, no worries, no worries. Thank you. If anybody has to leave, just remember you're going to just have to watch the rest of the recording. It's all good. Yay, Sherry Lee says, I made the right decision to join. So good, so good. Okay, perfect. We've got a few people that had to run. So much love to you. It's all relatable to every business because of the lessons and emotions that are in the experience. Making choices, finding strength and power helps others to take their power. So good. So there's so many ahas in here. I'm going to get my lovely Tamara to just do a little screenshot or save of this too, because I think there's lots of beautiful ahas coming out in here as well. Oh, okay, so this is a good one. Tahira says, fear isn't a word that resonates with my Courage Collective ladies. What is another way we could possibly frame this? What about expansion? What about growth, expansion, next steps, right? So I feel like it's something, because it is about expanding our comfort zones, expanding into that next level, not just staying safe and comfortable. So if fear isn't totally resonating, which I'm like, wow, really? Fear doesn't resonate? Because most people have a lot of fears, but maybe they don't understand that concept, or maybe they've worked through a lot of stuff, which I still believe that there is fear under everything. So even if they're looking at, I just am procrastinating, or I'm just comfortable, what fear is under that? Fear of what people will think, fear of failing, fear of not being accepted, fear of putting my work into the world and having it rejected, having no one say yes. So even if they're not resonating with the word fear, if you can help them to see that actually there's often a fear that's underlying some of those other behaviors that are coming up, that are manifesting, like procrastination, why are they not taking action on their goal? Why are they not doing that thing? Right? Staying small. Why are they staying small? So I think your job as a Courage Collective leader is, okay, maybe you're not resonating with the word fear, but I want to see what's beneath some of these actions. If you take them deeper and deeper and deeper and ask them why, are you not doing this thing? Well, because it's not ready yet. Why is it not ready yet? Because I want it to be perfect. That's a fear, right? So if you just kind of take them, and this is for all of you, like what's underneath that layer and underneath that layer and what's underneath or behind that excuse, you're probably going to find a fear. Okay. So two things, try to get them to look at a little bit different of like what's underneath this stuff that's holding me back or keeping me small or not really fully going and doing my work in the world. But second thing, if they're like, I'm just good. I always am courageous. Awesome. That's perfect. And then it's about expanding or expansion. So how do we take our work out and make a bigger impact? Right? Does that help? Does that make sense? hesitation to act. That's a good one. The pre-speech routine is kind of like a warm-up. Yeah, so you could actually do like warm-up vocal exercises. I've never been very good at doing that kind of thing for myself, and I know I need to or should, you know, I should do more of the voice work. Because as you can tell, I think my voice, my vocal cords from so many years of talking so much, you know, it has taken its toll. So really being able to breathe, do some vocal warm-ups exercises, but also like the meditation, the visualization, the affirmations, getting yourself in that right headspace, prayer, meditation, those kinds of things, dancing, movement. Yeah, you can totally make up whatever you want, Lydia, for a nickname. It can be George. George, how you doing? Then you can have a conversation with him, right? So it's be like, yes, then you can let him encourage me and you can see his face. I love that. So it doesn't have to be something like an object or just a made-up thing. It can be a name, and then you can have that conversation. I love that idea. Yes, yours gets stuck in your chest so you can't breathe. Okay, so that's also, then that's so important for you to make that space to expand, to feel, right? To feel into it. Maybe you're doing some movement or expansion, but then also watch your mind, Lisa. Watch your thoughts. If you're saying, I can't breathe, do you know what your brain's gonna do? She can't breathe. Oh my gosh, we need to contract. We need to save our life. Right? Like, we have to pay attention to our words, because as soon as you say something like that, your brain is so smart. It's just going to take over and be like, okay, she can't breathe. We need help. We need to run away or we need to die. So it's like the possum, right? Where they fake dead. But it is like, let's change that thought process. Oh, I'm ready to expand. And so I need to breathe into this fear. Right? I need to breathe into it instead of I can't breathe. Yeah? So just a reframe. Yes. Tamara, when you ground into your legs, that's the thing that this voice coach, and she's amazing. She's worked for so many actors in Hollywood. She's done incredible work with people on radio and TV. And she said you ground into your legs. If you ever are feeling like you're losing your voice or it's crackly or scratchy, it's because you're not grounded. So she says you need to like rub your legs, even taking your shoes off and like actually planting your feet on the ground. Really shaking, jumping, really until you feel your legs, it's going to take, it's like this whole connected thing. It's like then it opens everything up. You have this solid base. It frees everything for some reason. It makes, you know, sometimes we're like, that doesn't make sense. My legs are attached to my voice, but it absolutely works. Anxiety. So funny. Okay. Ooh, this is good. Evidence shows that 3 to 5 minutes up to 15 of detailed multi-sensory visualization done daily will activate your brain in all the same places as if it were actually happening and will take away the nerves that come with newness, because in your mind, your brain thinks it's something you've done a dozen times already. Tahira, we're going to have to get you to do another training in the group, I think, because this stuff fascinates me. So I love that if you do that visualization every day before you're giving a speech or you're standing up to speak, then your brain's like, oh, I've already been here. I've already done it. It's not new. Love it. So excited. Yeah, we name it different things. We're trying to be positive, avoid the negative connotations that come with the word fear. It was funny. I actually said that I was going to do beyond fear experiences. And my brother, who is like super smart businessman, and he's like, oh, you don't want to have a negative in that word, or you're going to scare people away. And I'm like, oh, but it is about going beyond our fear. And so it is interesting, right? How different people relate to things and don't maybe want to go there. Okay. EFT, absolutely. I haven't used EFT too much, but I know so many people that have gotten amazing results. Where are you keeping yourself comfortable? I love that, Tahira. Yeah, so that was the piece that I was thinking, like around, yes, connection, to that next step, or yes, how are you playing small? How are you staying comfortable? Absolutely. So it doesn't have to necessarily be like fear, like I'm freaking out fear, because that's not what it is all the time. For all of us, it's not that we're feeling that emotion all the time. We're not doing these big, crazy, adventurous things like jumping out of airplanes all the time. And yet I'm not maybe posting on Facebook when I feel inspired, or jumping on a Facebook Live, or writing that person that note, or doing that thing. And I'm not feeling like the energy of fear necessarily, but I'm procrastinating. I'm staying small. I'm not doing it. And there's a reason. Okay, yes, we'll have to get you in there. If you don't breathe, you create more tension in your head and neck, which decreases blood flow and adds to your anxiety. Yes. Oh, Sarah says, that's his fear name is Drunken Monkey. It's my Drunken Monkey. That's funny. Love all this breath and movement talk. I have lots of little breathing exercises that I use in yoga that can really help with this. Perfect, Chrissy. Let's do a masterclass for the collective. EFT is emotional freedom tapping technique. Is that right? It's tapping. So it's tapping on the acupuncture points in your body. And you say things while you're tapping. I'm not an expert on this. We are going to bring in an expert on this. But you're tapping, and it's supposed to release that those connections to whatever it is that you're feeling. Emotional freedom technique. Tapping, yes. Woo! You guys are amazing. Okay, I have caught up with all the comments. Okay, perfect. Okay, how are we doing? You know? It's 222. That's a good sign, right? I don't know what that means, but it means something good. 222. This is so good. I might need to chunk this into another next step. So I'm going to see what else I have left. Cause I could talk on this stuff forever. And sometimes, like I say, I think that I can say way too much. So we may have to do a part two, next training of this. Let me just see. I think that's what we're going to do. We're going to do a part two because I have a whole thing into speaking and the speech framework that I'm going to do. So let me just go actually. Okay, let's do this. We're going to finish up to there, and then we're going to carry this on into our training part two on Wednesday. And it's good because Wednesday isn't as much content. This is the biggest content training one. So it won't be as much content for the courage coaching. So we can definitely dive into more of the speaking. So today was really focused on storytelling, and tomorrow will be speaking and courage. Okay. I mean, not tomorrow, Wednesday, the next training number two. Okay. So wrapping up with the story piece, what I would love for you guys to encourage your Courage Circle members to do, and something that I'm working on behind the scenes, is getting journals. So I want to get journals that actually are what they can bring to their Courage Circle meetings. So I'm looking into that right now, and they can write then their intention for the next 2 weeks. They can write their fear that's coming up, their truth and dare. So it can be that place for them to write these things down. But I would also love for there to be a space in there for their stories. And so because there's so many times where we're being courageous, and we have a goal of 1 million stories of courage shared, and we're going to have to move that to 10 million pretty soon, I know. But that's our goal as a Courage Collective, is to have 1 million stories of courage shared, okay? Because I believe that when we share our story, we not only do we benefit, do we have our own breakthroughs, do we have deeper lessons learned, do we release that fear, but we give others the permission to do it too, right? So the more stories we can share, the better for all. So your courageous story bank. So I want you to encourage your Courage Circle members to have a journal, have a place where they write these stories down. It can be on a blog. It can be on Facebook where they type it in a message. It can be that whatever way works for them, but that they were recording it. Because these are going to become stories that not only could they write in a book, right? You'll have all these beautiful stories that you could write and publish in your first book or your next book. They're the stories that you could share from the stage. They're the stories that you can share in your coaching, in your group programs, and whatever you create in the world. These stories are what's going to become your content, how you're going to market, how you're going to share your work in the world. And this is what I want you guys to know, is that as you are going through this process, as leaders, I want you sharing your story, not only your brand story, your big diamond moment story, but like, hey, I just went to this training for an hour and a half with this crazy girl, Chantel, and she shared XYZ, and I love this takeaway or this aha, right? Like, I mean, we can just be sharing, not even just the stories, but I want you guys as leaders sharing this whole process. But then I want you to share ahas, stories. They can be simple. Stories don't have to be a big, long thing. They can be, today I was here and I felt supported and safe and I was able to, you know, transform or see fear in a different way because this is what I learned, because this is what I felt, right? Stories can be so simple. So keeping a story or journal log, sharing your story in that moment, writing it down right there where you're feeling the emotion, taking a few minutes to write it down is so important. And then these are the stories that they can share in the courage circles too, because every circle, remember, we're having each member of the circle gets to stand up and speak. One or two people a circle. So you're going to get lots of opportunities to share. So you're going to have like your one big diamond moment story, but then you're also going to share, I give topics. So the courage to let go. When was a time when you had the courage to let go? When was the time you had the courage to forgive someone? When was a time when you had the courage to try something new and experience something new? Share that with us. And it can be hilarious. So these stories don't have to all be emotional or like, right? They can be funny. Like this time when I had to let go, I was, you know, hanging on to my dog for dear life and he's running after this other dog and blah, 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 right? Like it can be silly and fun. But the thing is that there's a lesson attached to it. And we're going to go over our speech framework tomorrow. I mean, I keep saying tomorrow, Wednesday. But in the next training. So this is where they could say, you know, this funny, crazy story that they're sharing about letting go and wanting to hang on. And then finally, when I let go, the dog stopped pulling. And how many times in our life are we holding so tightly to something that's meant to be let go of? And if we would just surrender and release, then most likely we would get the outcome we desire. Right? Do you see how that was just, I just pulled that out of a hat. So like, it's just like something that happens in your daily life that you can then find a lesson in and share that. And that's what the Courage Circle storytelling piece, speaking piece is all about. We're sharing stories of courage in different moments, funny, you know, sad, deeply moving, all those different emotions. But if they can be keeping a journal, that's going to help them not only to speak at their Courage Circle, but in their entire business. So different types of stories. It doesn't have to be just tied to that courage, but like, you know, your success story, or you're fired up about something. If you're really ticked off about something, or you're really excited about something, but you're fired up, a big mistake. People love to hear about the mistakes we make, right? Keeping it real, giving a behind the scenes. That's what I want you guys doing as you're going through this process as a Courage Collective leader. The more you can share behind the scenes process, what you're learning, what your ahas are, people are going to be intrigued. They're going to want to know what you're doing. That's how you're going to fill your collectives, is just by sharing. Motivate and inspire. You know, what are some inspirational things that have happened? Talking about the struggle is real, you know, stories where it's like, man, I had a rough day, but here's what I learned, or here's how I turned it around. Making them laugh, like hysterical things that have happened in your day-to-day life. Daily life lessons are some of my favorites, where we can turn them into a powerful lesson, no matter what, you know, area we're working on in, right? With people, with their health or their business, or releasing or moving forward, whatever that work is that we do, we can find a lesson in our daily life. Almost every day, if I'm looking, I can find a story and a lesson that I could share with people. So I want you to start being aware of the opportunities to share those stories, okay? And there's so many ways you can share stories, your about page, blog posts, social media, interviews, sales conversations, sales pages, videos, programs, coaching, all kinds of ways that you can share your brand story, but also all these other beautiful stories that you collect. So, woo! Your homework, ladies, is to share a video. It can be a recorded video that you post after, or it can be a Facebook Live, whatever you feel good about, but it has to stretch you. I want you to do that, and I'm going to stop sharing. Hello, how's everybody doing? Martine, you're awake still. She's ready to obey you too, probably. And Tamara, yes, you guys are all probably tired. Thank you for being here. I know we're at that hour and a half mark, so I am wrapping it up. But I wanted to just share, oops, hold on one sec. I'm just gonna find, because I had some hashtags I wanted you guys to share. Man, I can talk a long time. I had so much more to share with you guys. That's so funny. Okay, so time to take courageous action and practice what we learned here today. I want you to take a little bit of time with your story. I want you to think about, what's that diamond moment? How am I gonna tell this and paint the picture of that moment with emotion and feeling and be able to really express it in a beautiful way, just like I've taught you guys today, and keep it under 3 minutes. That's gonna be a challenge, but it's gonna be a good one. So keep it under 3 minutes, and I want you to share your story, and it can be your story of why you're doing the work you do, right? How you got to this place. Or maybe it's why you said yes to the Courage Collective, but I want you to find a story, a deeper why, right? Share your story on social media. So I would love for you to post on Facebook, or you could do it, you know, tag it into Instagram. I don't know. Anyways, Facebook's the best place. Keep it under 3 minutes and share on social media. Share in our group, right? We'd love to have you share in our group so we can get to know each other. So this is your homework. Now you need to do it in the next 2 days before our next leadership training. So this is imperfect action. It's okay if it's not polished. It's okay if it's not exactly how you're going to share it on a stage. I just want you to share in 3 minutes or less your diamond moment, your story. And I want you to share the lessons learned sprinkled in that story. So we don't have to go into like more details, but just here's some of these things I learned, or you can say them after. Here are some of the lessons I learned. Just point form, boom, boom, boom. So this is gonna be a fun little exercise for you. Use the hashtag, the Courage Collective, Courage Collective Leader, Stories of Courage. Those are three of the hashtags you can use. You don't have to use all of them. The ones I would use for sure is the Courage Collective and Courage Collective Leader. Now, what is this doing? It's helping you practice and stretch. It's helping you to do this work so you can help others do it. But it's also sharing that behind the scenes for anyone who's watching you and going, what is this Courage Collective stuff? What is she doing? What is this? What is this? It's building curiosity. It's helping people to be aware in a beautiful way without you selling or sharing or inviting. It's just you sharing in this beautiful space your story. So if you want to only share in the Courage Collective group for now, I might let that go, but I don't know. I kind of really want you just to share out in social media too. So it can be in a group, but record it on video. You can use Zoom. Zoom's great. Or do a Facebook Live. And I would love to see that in our Facebook group. So this is your homework. So you have until Wednesday. So 2 days. Wednesday at 1 o'clock when we meet here again. I would love to see your story shared in the Facebook group. Okay, it's gonna be hopping in there. It's gonna be hopping because we got 80 leaders. Woo! Okay, and that's remember, imperfect action is what we're all about. Courage and imperfect action, just taking action, showing up, visibility, sharing your story and your message, knowing it doesn't have to be perfect. Yes, you can do it. So yes, hashtag Courage Collective. Is that for Facebook as well as Instagram? Yes. I don't really know how to connect the two. Can you do, I haven't done video stories on Instagram. Can it post to Facebook? Does anybody know? You can probably, if you record a video, you can probably upload it to Instagram. I don't know Instagram as well. Yes, we can do it. We can do it. So yes, Instagram is only a minute. Ooh, that will be a challenge. So you have to share your story in 1 minute then. 3 minutes or less, that could be good. So do one on Facebook, do a separate one on Instagram, maybe you'll get bonus points. So this is your homework. You can do it as a Facebook Live or you can do it as a recording and then post it in the group. So this is, yes, Story Bank, always collecting stories, love it, love it, love it. Thank you, everyone. Yes, journal in hand idea. Love it, too. We're making it happen. Okay, I just was making sure. Yes to imperfect action. So yes, the hashtags, Courage Collective, The Courage Collective, or Courage Collective Leaders. Those are the most important one. And you can say stories of courage, because we're trying to track 1 million stories of courage shared through the Courage Collective. So that's a great way to track that, stories of courage. Okay, so I would love those three, Courage Collective Leader, The Courage Collective, and Stories of Courage for hashtags, so we can find you guys and love up on you. Yep, no messing around. You guys are jumping right in. You guys are jumping right in with this. You get to live it so you can help others do it too. So thank you. You guys are amazing. I really did only get through about half of what I had planned. I'm a little bit of an overachiever. So thank you for staying with me for the full 90 minutes. You guys are amazing. I love you. This is exciting. This is just the beginning. You guys, there's so much more goodness to come. So you guys are getting this incredible training, all because you said yes. You showed up. You raised your hand when you felt the call, even before you had maybe all the information or really knew what you were signing up for. But I hope you are happy you have, even though I'm going to stretch you and I'm going to have you practicing your courage muscles and strengthening them. It's going to be for the best of you and for everyone that you're going to positively impact, because you are stepping up to lead in a Courage Collective. So thank you, everyone. This has been so much fun. And I worked up a sweat because I was so excited to be here with you guys. Next time I'm not wearing a blazer. But thank you, everyone. You're amazing. I can't wait to see your stories. If you have questions, please ask. We are here for you. Support each other. Love up on each other. I say that, my husband kind of goes, love up on each other? What does that mean? But you know what I mean. Loving up on each other. We're giving each other love. We're cheering each other on. Watch each other's videos so you can get to know each other. So much love to everyone. That's a great way for you guys to introduce yourselves and to really share what you're all about and your work in the world and why you're doing it, right? When we can share our stories, we understand why. So thank you, everyone. Yay! Thank you. You guys are so welcome. Much love to you guys all. Yes, big hugs. Such an amazing journey lies ahead. Absolutely. This is just the beginning. So thank you for being here for the journey. Thank you for being here for the ride. Now go get your brave on and share your story with the world. All right? Bye, everybody.